Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Unsure to Unstoppable podcast, the Empowerment Coach podcast. That was a bit of a gobbledygook start, wasn't it? But anyway, do you know what? I'm raw, I'm authentic, and I'm not going to re-record it. This is just part and parcel of me being me. So, like a lump it, as they say. So this is a place where we talk about all things healing, rising, and reclaiming your truth. Today's episode is about something we often only speak about after the storm has passed, and that is gratitude. But not the fluffy, surface level kind. I'm talking about the kind of gratitude that grows in absolute rubble. The kind that only makes sense when you actually look back and realise that sometimes that the breakdown was actually the beginning of the breakthrough. So let's be honest, when you're in it, it is painful. It is chaotic. If it is pain, if it is chaos, if it is heartbreak, or whatever it may be, it could be. There's so many different things that could be like the world has come crashing down on you. Gratitude feels impossible in these times. When I was in the thick of emotional abuse, I felt lost. I felt unseen. I felt like I had no voice. I also felt like nobody would get it. And I was also really in a place of like not wanting to, how do I say this? Like not wanting to, I suppose, admit defeat. Well, I didn't want to fail. I thought I was going to be this person to quote unquote fix or heal or like transform this person. And I kept a lot hidden. I didn't want people to think badly of somebody who I loved because I wanted people to love him like I loved him. But being grateful in the moment, the idea of that would have been like a slap in the face. But here's what I know now, and this is hugely, hugely, hugely important. Sometimes it takes that most painful chapter to wake up to the truth of who you are, and what you will be. To break an identity that was never yours to begin with, and to crack you open so that the light can finally get in. There's this beautiful quote about, man, I can't think of it off the top of my head. The cracks are how the light gets in. And I'm like, oh, how beautiful is that? How powerful is that? And that's the shift. The shift is recognizing that through these cracks and through these broken pieces, we can become our own light. And as woo-woo as that sounds, it's so, so true. I would not be doing what I'm doing right now had it not been for that period of time in my life. 1,000,000%, because that led to me being like, why do people behave like that? Like looking down that pathway of mental health which led me to the whole trauma in the brain, how the brain works, and which led me into the NLP, which led me into like doing the residential stuff, which led me into being like, this is not enough for me, which led me into the birth of the Empowerment Coach. So like I am now at a place where I'm so bloody grateful for that period of time in my life, because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be helping other females recognize their power. I wouldn't be like allowing young girls to work on their self-worth and their self-love so that they never ever get into those positions in the first place. I wouldn't be helping females become something incredible and recognizing their own personal power, their own self-love, their own self-worth, and their own light, like the reason why they're here. And then the ripple effect of that is huge. It becomes into into the physical, it comes into the mind, it comes into the spiritual. There's so many aspects of that. And I wouldn't be touching the people that I'm touching. I wouldn't be making the same impact had it not been for my own lived experience. But the most troubling time in your life, it is not the end. It is normally the beginning. You just don't realize it yet. And because buried underneath and inside every breakdown is a message, an invitation, I suppose, a catalyst. My rock bottom became the foundation from where I rebuilt. I mean, it wasn't overnight, my goodness. It was not perfection. But with radical honesty, self-compassion, and a decision this will not define me. I will let it reshape me. I used my pain and I turned it into purpose. And that took time. It's took effort. It's also took like a realization that it's not linear. It's ever going. There's never a point in time where it's like, that's me, I've cracked it. Like, I've healed. That's me, I am whole. Because it doesn't work like that. Growth is like ever evolving, and also you as a human being are ever evolving. Your thoughts change, your values change, your beliefs change based upon lots of different aspects. And all this might feel really hard to hear, but just stay with me the now. What if your pain wasn't punishment? What if the nudge you needed to finally look inwards, to set boundaries, to reconnect to your truth, and to reclaim your life? What if it's that? When I started to shift from why is this happening to me to what is this trying to teach me, as cliche as that sounds, but everything changed. It no longer became about me, it became about the lessons behind it and like understanding them. Rather than it being about something negative towards me, like I wasn't good enough, or I wasn't worthy, or I wasn't whatever. It's not about that. Neither are other people's behaviors. That's a side note. And that is where gratitude starts to grow, is when you can recognize, like, what is this trying to teach me? And it's not ignoring it, because far from it, but releasing the power that that pain holds over you. And allowing it to unlock a new power that is within you. So I'm now in a space where I am so bloody grateful for the moments that I thought would break me. I remember going into my mum's and dad's house and like absolutely breaking down. And I think my dad got a bit of a fright because he was like, "What the fluff?" And I just broke down. Like, I was inconsolable. I was absolutely heartbreaking or heartbroken. But I went back, and I went back, and I went back again, until it got to the point where I recognized that the detrimental impact it was having. I started to see things more for what they were, rather than for what I wanted them to be. The nights I cried on the floor, the relationship that actually, I was going to say nearly cost me my sense of self, but absolutely did cost me my sense of self. It took me years to rebuild that. For all the silence, for keeping my mouth shut, the loneliness, the grief, because with relationship breakdowns also come grief. You can have grief whether it's somebody's passed away, you can have a grief whether it's a relationship breakdown. Grief is in all sorts of different ways. It led me to here, to my purpose, to my peace, to the work that I do day in and day out, helping women come back to themselves, helping young girls recognize that they deserve more. Would I choose to go through it again? No. I also wouldn't have built so much of a standard that I wouldn't even entertain it. But I am grateful for who I became because of it. Absolutely. And you can be too. So today's wee journal prompts, if you are a journal guy or gal, if this stirred something inside you, I want you to think about this. One, what was one hard chapter that shaped who I am today? Number two, what did I learn about myself from that season? And number three, how can I begin to make peace with my past and not just carry it on? Because everything that we do is a cycle. Like, a lot of what your behaviors are moving and tightening through what do you call it? My charger as I do this. Because my wee laptop just went, no, it's time to die on me. But so much of what we do is a cycle. Like, so much of who we are is cycled from family members, often cycled from our parents. And until you can recognize that, you can't break it. So, have a little ruminate on those three little questions. And I also want to leave you with this. Gratitude isn't always loud. Sometimes it's a quiet whisper in the aftermath of something awful. Sometimes it's simply saying to yourself that I made it. I'm still here. Sometimes it's saying maybe this was the beginning of something beautiful. You are not what has happened to you. Cheesy, here it comes, but you are what you choose to become. I want to thank you for being here because I'm so grateful for the work that I get to do. I want to thank you for holding space for this kind of truth because sometimes it's really hard to hear. And it's all well and good being the hindsight person who's like telling you after it. It's very, very hard to recognize within the midst of something that's awful. If your soul knows it's time to go deeper, then you know you don't have to do it alone. So until next time, keep on healing, keep on rising, and never forget that even in the storm, there is something to be grateful for. You just sometimes can't see it in the moment. Anyway, sending you loads of love and light. Have a magical, magical day. Bye.